This is St. Louis Public Radio. As St. Louis and other parts of the country begin to reopen in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, there is concern about a second wave of the outbreak in the fall. The Missouri Historical Society's Michael Venzo has spent years studying the 1918 influenza pandemic. He tells St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt that some lessons from 100 years ago can be applied today, especially if the virus returns in a few months.
Pandemics typically do come in these waves, and what's mostly considered the first real wave of the influenza pandemic actually occurred in early 1918. And we think of it starting historically as in Spain, but that's a bit of a misnomer. It's actually been tracked with more recent research out of Kansas. Camp Funston, which is at Fort Riley, Kansas, which is where troops were training to go overseas, those soldiers then took the disease with them, and it took off throughout Europe in World War I. And what we consider the second real wave of influenza came as those soldiers started coming back as early as August and through November.
Was there anything we can learn from those waves in 1918 and apply it to what we anticipate might be a second wave later this year?
I heard a quote on NPR by Dr. Howard Markle, who's the director of the Center for History of Medicine at the University of Michigan. And he's somebody who wrote a real pivotal article about this and analyzing these 43 largest cities in the United States in 1918. And what Dr. Markle said is we're actually hiding from the virus by doing these social distancing measures, hoping to buy time to a point where a vaccine may be ready. That really is the big lesson. Just like they were in 1918 and we are today, we're sort of hiding from the virus. And so by limiting our exposure and contact with other people, that's kind of the best approach, the most effective approach. So I think that's the biggest lesson that we can learn from history.
And there's a possibility that hiding would make any further waves less deadly?
You know, it's a balance. I don't envy the public officials that have the difficult challenge of weighing the health concerns and certainly an increasing number of potential deaths with the economic concerns that we're all facing. Just like they did in 1918, when you have people quarantined or staying at home, we all get restless and there's pressure for us to get out and do these things. And so it's a very tough position that a lot of our public officials are facing right now. I don't think there's one answer to that question. I don't think history offers the perfect solution. Every situation is a little bit different, and it's trying to kind of find that balance of what it will take. But certainly knowing that there's more than likely to be a second wave, and history has shown us that the second wave is often a heavier toll than the first wave.
With all your research into the 1918 pandemic, is there one element that really sticks out with you or you found very surprising?
It shouldn't be, but it is still a little bit surprising that so many of the same issues and concerns then are the same ones that we see now. We tend to think that history repeats itself, and I like what Mark Twain said, that history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. It's that notion that there are so many lessons within the history and our past. They may not be precise. It may not be the exact parallel to what we're experiencing, but it is pretty remarkable how Americans and St. Louisans have very, very similar concerns as they did 100 years ago, and they approach it in much the same way with the solutions as well.